Yesterday we heard Solomon's words about quickly taking offense, about quickly making an issue public to the harm of our neighbor and ourselves. Today he continues with the wisdom to be open to instruction and learning. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in a setting of silver. Like a gold ring or an ornament of gold is a wise reprover to a listening ear. There was only one perfect man, and religious leaders of his day caused him to be nailed to a cross. You and I, on the other hand, can and do make mistakes, have misunderstandings, and always need to learn. How do we handle criticism? Do we turn away, stop our ears, and attack the one who is trying to improve us? Or do we respectfully listen, ponder the words, and seek to remove any dissension which our actions may have caused? As the ones offering criticism, do we go on the attack with accusations, or do we discuss the situation calmly and without suggesting an evil intent behind the actions? Solomon would have us open to learning, to hearing another point of view, and responding with thanks. As we consider the criticism, we may disagree. We may not change our actions, but we will have gained an insight to the impact of our words. We may determine that we have not truly reflected God's love. Thus we may confess our sin and receive forgiveness. We need to realize that Jesus Christ was willing to die for all people, that all are precious in his sight. Therefore, we need to speak and act with respect, showing love to our neighbor. May our Lord grant us the wisdom to treat each person with love and honor. Amen.